Parshat Vayikra, we have the different korbanot and the rules that govern each korban. So in Perek Hay of Vayikra, we have the rules of the korban chatat. So if you did a chayit and it describes which kind of chayit exactly needs a korban chatat, so it says, then you go and you donate a sheep, and if you can't afford a sheep, so then you can bring Shnei Torim, Shnei Bnei Yonah, two birds, and then even if that's not an option, so you can bring a flower offering. So the Pasuk tells us about this flour offering that you don't add oil, you don't add other ingredients, you don't make it a sweet offering. So what is this Pasuk telling us? Meaning, why not add oil? You know, if I'm bringing a flour offering, hey, I could have been bringing a whole sheep. Sheep is delicious. So why are you telling me to not make my flour offering any tastier, not to add sherman or lavona or any other ingredients? And same question that Moshe Feinstein asks, the Mishnah in Shkalim, here it says Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, but when I looked it up, it said Mishnah Vav. So, Kola Ba Mishum Chayit Mishum Ashma Yukach Ben Olot. So there's a Mishnah there that discusses, if a person says, I'm going to give oil, it doesn't say how much, so how much oil should he give to the Mikdash? I'm going to give this ingredient, I'm going to give that ingredient, or he just specifies, I'm going to give something, but not, you know, so the Mishnah has to explain, okay, give this amount, because that's the amount of oil that's, you know, the minimal to be used, and therefore that's probably what you meant, or the minimum that you could have meant, etc. So the Mishnah says that any time a person is doing something because of a cheder or an asham, so you take that money that he donated and buy an ola with it. And what does you do with an ola? The ola, what happens to an ola? The rules of an ola are it all gets burnt. We don't eat any of it. And the skins, we give to the kohanim. So the guy gets no benefit from it. It's not like a korban shlamim that I eat some, or kohanim eat some certain times, certain korbanot. We say the kohanim eat, and thereby we get kapara. So they're getting me shulchan gavoa kazachule. They're getting the chilek from a Kaddish Baruch Hu's table. So there's different rules for all these things, all these types of korbanot. And so here it's saying, you don't get anything. We're not going to get any from it. So what is going on here? Why is the mincha, which is the cheapest option here, not something that we're going to be adding oil to? So Moshe Feinstein says that the reason is that we don't want you to think that you're giving a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to make up. This is a Korban Chatat. What is Korban Chatat saying? Korban Chatat saying, I sinned. So let's say, you know, some of you will be married soon. So sometimes when a person makes a mistake, what might he do to make him up? He might get the person a gift. Okay, you have chavrutas and partners and roommates, and you know, Mizrat Hashem, you'll have spouses. So sometimes it happens. It's an approach that many people have. You'll see it's a common thing that sometimes is a way of making up. As any time you wrong somebody, as a way to make it up, you try to do something for them. You get them a gift, you get them a present, you do them a favor. That's a way that people patch things up. So you might say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did a chait. I now have to ring a korban chatat. So now let me make it up to you. I'll buy you something nice. I'm going to give you a sheep. I'm going to give you Shnei Torah and Shnei B'nei Yonah. I'm going to give you this korban mincha. So says R' Moshe Feinstein, that's in chafetz l'Hashem Mizvachim. Hashem has no interest in your korban. Why are you encroaching in the mikdash in order to bring your korbanos? None of what we're doing when we bring a korban chatat is for Hashem. It's all for us. It's not a gift for Hashem. We're not doing Hashem any favors. Hashem's not hungry. Okay, that was part of the claim we have against the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, was the gods must be angry, so let's give them, we'll sacrifice somebody or something, and thereby appease them, and they'll like us. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work like that. Hashem Yidbarach Adarabba. Chodesh Yavim Et Chanto Aser Lav Litein Shem Lavona. That's the point. Hashem is saying, you're bringing me something, korban here, so don't even add oil. Don't make it sweet for me. Don't make it any better. I want you to do something, so I'm telling you to bring this korban. And if you can't afford it, bring a flower offering. Fine. But don't make it sweet for me. It's not for me. It's all for you. Really, the whole concept of the korban chata, the whole concept of tshuva, is not for Hashem. It's a gift from Hashem to us. Hatam bazesh inyan a korban hu likarev mizel Hashem yitbarach v'lashuv b'tshuva. Uliot ish acher, you become somebody else when you do tshuva. B'midot yisharu. U'b'emuna shalema. Then you have proper minos and proper emuna. Sheyedah shekula l'Hashem yitbarach shenatan lo. Really, the whole concept of tshuva was a gift that Hashem gave us. We're not giving Him anything. Hashem gave us this gift, and therefore, we're going to try and do tshuva to take advantage of the gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the opportunity to do tshuva. And that's why we're giving it as an olah. So the chata doesn't have a din that it should be mahudar, the fanciest, best animal. Hashem doesn't even want to take it at all. Adarabba, lo yarotze klali kach meyotah. Hashem doesn't want any korban. Rak mishum shakadosh baruch hu rotze b'tshuvat rishayim. He wants us to do tshuva, so okay, I'll take a korban. But the whole point that we're supposed to understand from this halacha, lo yasim aled shemen kichadari. Don't add shemen olavona into it. It's a chatat. What's the point? The whole point is it's a chatat. It's just an opportunity for do tshuva. This is the means that Kadosh Baruch Hu made as a tova to us to allow us to do tshuva. He allowed us to bring something, but there's no need to make it sweet. It's not for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all for us. And from this, Rav Moshe Feinstein learns because sheyatzim izeh sheyavin liyinaig b'chol ma'asav ki yodeh shakol matan Hashem yitbarach. That's how we're supposed to act with everything. Everything we're supposed to, everything we have, we're supposed to realize is really a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shal zeh mevin olo. And that's why it all just gets burnt. So, very important lesson that Rav Moshe Feinstein teaches us. We're supposed to realize that everything, every opportunity we have, every gift we have, is really just an opportunity to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the lesson learned from this Korban Chatat, where there's no reason to make it sweet. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's for us that He gave us the opportunity to do tshuva. We should be zocha to take advantage of the opportunity and do tshuva. Shkaich.